Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nozir Daf Yud Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins almost halfway down, 13 lines from the top of Daf Yud Gimel. We see a Dibur Hamaschil from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer. We are speaking about a person whose wife, after he was Mekabel Nazirus, upon having a Vlad, a child, and the wife then miscarried. So we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Yoimar im hoya ben kayomo, hareini nazir choiva. He accepts Nazirus, though, with a condition, namely that if the miscarriage was a full-term pregnancy, then the Nazirus that I accept now is an obligatory Nazirus. It's the Nazirus that I had vowed to accept. V'imlav, and if it's not a full-term pregnancy, it's a nefel, then hareini nazir nedava, then I will observe a Nazirus, but a voluntary Nazirus. The Gemara is featured by several different markings, and on the side of the Gemara, under our Mivneh heading, you see a crown shape featured, and when you scan ahead in the Gemara text itself, you'll notice a couple of these shapes. Two of them you have right here on Daf Yud Gimel. They are questions. Ba'amineh, we've written on the side of the Gemara under the Mivneh heading. Ba'amineh, in quotation marks, that is the term in the crown shape. She'elos be'inyin kabolas nazirus. We have two questions regarding accepting or vowing to be a nazir. Shehameshutaf lahem, the common denominator between these questions is shehe nazir lichsheli or leploni ben. You'll notice we have a dashed underlining. The first question, if you look into the Gemara text, you can see a dashed underlining, Lichshiye li ben. And then in the next question, you see again that phrase is dashed underlining, Lichshiye li ben. And then you have another phrase we highlighted, Vishoma chavero viomar. You notice that is dot underlined. So that in the questions that we'll encounter in the Gemara, we see acceptance of Nazirus either when I have a son or when so-and-so has a son, and then someone else hears this and reacts with an expression indicating that he too wants to accept Nazirus. Now the Gemara. Bo'amine Rabbi Abba Me'rav Huna. Rabbi Abba asks, Hareini Nazir Lichsheli Ben. Person said he's going to be a nazir when he has a son. V'pilo ishto, and his wife miscarried. V'hifrish korban, and the father set aside a sacrifice. A sacrifice here is a reference to the nazir sacrifices. V'chozra v'yolda, and then later she had a normal birth. Rashi adds, "V'hifrish korban v'chozer v'yolda mal mi have a kadosh oiloi." The sacrifices that he set aside, are they sanctified? Well, aliba deman. First, let's clarify. According to whom is this question being raised? E aliba de Rabbi Shimon. If it's being raised according to Rabbi Shimon, and of course, we spent time in our last year when we were learning the Mishnah exposing ourselves to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, And hence, the Gemara here is asking, if this question regarding the sanctity of the Korban is a question with regard to Shitas Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's opinion, my Tiboya Le, what reason is there for asking the question to begin with? Ha Omar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon has already been known to say, Safek Nizirus Lahachmir. Where there's any doubt concerning Nizirus, you take the more stringent approach. And therefore, after the first birth, which was a stillborn, a child that was born dead, the sacrifices will be sanctified because of his opinion. And even before the normal birth that she subsequently had, this man, the father, if you will, he was a nazir. We saw that he accepted Nazirus. Whether it's the Nazirus of obligation or it was a voluntary Nazirus, either way, he accepted Nazirus already. So the setting aside of the sacrifices is a sanctification based on an actual Nazirus that was accepted. So there's no question about the sanctity of those sacrifices that he set aside prior to the actual normal birth. So, as we said, the question that Rabbi Abba is raising is not a question within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. V'yelo alibod Rabbi Huda, v'yomar sofek nazirus lahokel, mai. The question is within the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who said that if a man accepted nazirus upon the birth of a child, and then the woman bore a dead infant. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who was our Tanakama, we established that in our previous year, he said, well, he's not a Nazir based on that kind of birth. What about in our case, where after he set aside the sacrifices, the woman then had a normal birth? Kadosh Eloi Kadosh. Are the sacrifices that he set aside, are they actually sanctified or not? We take a look at the Rashi, second to last narrow line. Alibad Rebuda, Elo Alibad Rebuda, Yamar Sofik Nazirus Lahokel Mai. Mi Amrina, do we say, Kevon Shefrishoi, Beshaw, Shepila, Velo Chaylo Ale Nazirus Klau, Lohavi Kodesh Klau? Do we say that since he set it aside at a point that in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't really become a Nazir. There's no Nazirus, therefore there's no sanctity on the animals. And therefore he would have to re-sanctify them. Or do we say no, he doesn't have to re-sanctify them. The sanctification took hold. The Gemara asks, alright, so that's the question, but my nafkamina, what difference does it make? What difference does it make whether the animals were sanctified or not? After all is said and done, she gives birth to a regular child and he has to observe Nazirus, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the animals are inevitably going to be sanctified. So what difference does it make whether his initial sanctification prior to the normal birth takes hold or not? When, as we just said, he's going to have to sanctify them anyway. The Gemara answers, well, there is a practical application, and that is legisasoi vilavoidboi. Gisaso is a reference to the shearings, the hair cut from an animal, the wool cut from an animal. If he had set aside, let us say, sheep, and he had shorn the sheep prior to the normal birth, if you say that the sanctity set in initially, so the animal is also to be shorn. You're not allowed to shear the animal. And you're not allowed to work with it either. But if you say that there was no chalos nazirus from beforehand, rather the nazirus sets in only from the time of the actual normal birth, so and along with that there was no sanctification, that though he declared them holy, it didn't set in prior to the normal birth, so all the shearing or the work done with it at that time would be allowed. So the Gemara ends off with Teku. This issue remains unresolved. We continue with a new question. Boy, Mine, Ben Rechumi, Me'abai. Ben Rechumi is a name. Let me say ahead of time, in this section of Gemara, when you study the commentaries, you'll notice there are a lot of different girsos, and many different versions in terms of reading the Gemara text. On the side of our Gemara here, you see at certain points there's a suggested, either suggested or simply presenting alternative girsos. We're going to stick with the Gemara text, and we're going to follow Rashi's emphasis, Rashi's approach to this Gemara. And we're going to, even ahead of time, point out that according to Rashi, there's emphasis placed on the difference, or let's say the distinction between two words. We've underlined the words. Each one of these words appears at the end of their respective lines in the Gemara. So take note of that. That the first word that you see underlined in this question is the word vi'olai, and then three lines from the bottom you see another underlining under the word va'ani. So, with that in mind, we continue with the Gemara. We have some markings that we'll introduce shortly. Bo'amine ben rechumi me'abaye, hareini nozir lichsheli ben, v'shoma chavero v'yomar vi'olai. Person, as we've seen already several times, accepts upon himself Nazirus when he has a son. And his friend hears that and he says, Ve'olai Mahu. What does Ve'olai convey? Two possibilities. Adibure Mashma o Agufe Mashma. Now, according to Rashi, and I want to acknowledge that there are other approaches, but according to Rashi, Adibure Mashma means the equivalent of this. The second man is saying, I too will be an Ozer when you have a son. So we have Mr. A and Mr. B. Mr. A is accepting Nazirus when he himself has a son, and Mr. B is saying, I too will be an Ozer when you, Mr. A, have a son. Or possibly, agufe, mashma, just like Mr. A is saying that when he, Mr. A, has a son, he, Mr. A, will be a nazir. Mr. B is saying, I too, and upon me as well, when I, Mr. B, have my own son, I too will, like you, accept upon myself nazirus for my, Mr. B's, own son. The Gemara continues. In Tinsel Omar, there's a build-up structure here in the Gemara, and you notice we're using a volcano shape, and we've highlighted this term, the In Tinsel Omar, where the Gemara continues accepting for the time being one side of our analysis. And you'll also notice, we should have mentioned this before, we have little numbers in diamonds, 1 through 3. They're simply stages of the questions. We already saw the first stage of the question, where the listener says ve'olai, what is the result? Let's continue. Im timtzalomar agufei mashma. If you want to, even if you accept that when he says ve'olai, he is speaking agufei, meaning when I, the listener, have my own son, I too will become a nazir. Second question. Omar hareini nazir lichshei Li Ben. Now here we're following the Gemara text, and I said there were other versions. Here you have the same opening as in stage one. An initial speaker says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son. Vishoma Chaver Vyomar Va'ani Mahu. Notice here, instead of V'olai in the first stage, here the listener is saying Va'ani, meaning and I too. Mahu, what does this convey? Anafshe ko'omar oidilmo? Is it first anafshe, meaning when I, the listener, also has a son? In other words, the original speaker, Mr. A, says he'll be a nazir when he, Mr. A, has a son. The listener, Mr. B, is saying, well, I'll be a nazir also when I, Mr. B, have my own son. Oy Dilma, Hachi Ka'omar. Or, maybe, what he's saying is, Rachimna Luch Kavosech. Rachimna means, I love him like you do. We take a look in the Rashi. You'll notice in the middle of the wide section of the Rashi under the Gemara, there's a star, a circled star. Oy Dilma, Adi Burei, De Chavrei Koi, Umashma Kilo Omar. Vani Rachim Nole Lioisoi Ben Kavosech. Vahe Nozir Lichshe Licha Ben. So Mr. B is saying to Mr. A, just like you are expressing your Nazirus out of great love for having had a son, I too love your son like you do, and I too will be a Nazir when you, Mr. A, have a son. The Gemara continues. Imtim Tzolomar. Now, if you say, regarding these two questions that we just had, where Mr. B was in the presence of Mr. A, and Mr. B was reacting with a Kabbalas Nazirus as well. And you might say that, well, when Mr. A initiated accepting Nazirus upon the birth of his own son, a listener, if he's going to accept Nazirus, he's going to be accepting Nazirus only because of Mr. A's son. He'd be too embarrassed to accept Nazirus because of his own Mr. B's, his own son. So, imtim tzelomar kol bi'anpe, whenever you're in front of somebody, ksifole milsa, it's embarrassing for him to say, well, I'll be a Nazir when I have my own son. So according to this approach, it doesn't matter whether he said the olai or he says va'ani. Since Mr. B is in the presence, is standing opposite Mr. A, who is mekabel nazirus for the birth of his own son, Mr. B is certainly not going to be accepting a nazirus for his own, Mr. B's own son, but rather for the birth of Mr. A's son as well. We take a look at the Rashi, at the lower part of Omid Aleph, the Imtim Saloma Kol Be'anpe, Bein Omar V'Olai, Bein Omar V'Ani, Ksifa Le'Milsa. Ksifa means he's embarrassed. This matter is embarrassing. V'Haduri Le'i L'Mei Malei, for the listener, Mr. B, in his response to say, V'Chishei Li Ben Ehe Nazir. If Mr. B's real intention was to accept Nazirus upon the birth of his own, Mr. B's own son, why does he have to express Nazirus' intentions in front of Mr. A? Yazir beino levein atzmo. He could simply accept Nazirus privately. From the fact that Mr. B is reacting with a similar kabbalas nazirus, acceptance of nazirus, or vowing to do it, to become an ozir, it must be that thusly he said, af ani ehinami nazir kishyed lecha ben. I too will be a nazir when you have a son. So let's accept that for the time being. So we now go to the third stage. Here we're at the top of Amud Beis, in the middle of the line. Number three. Omar Hareini Nazir Lichshiei Liploni Ben. Mr. A says, I will be a Nazir when Mr. X has a son. Vishoma Chavero V'Omar Vani. And a listener standing there says, and I too. Mahu. Now, in this case, you don't have the embarrassment factor, because Mr. A himself wasn't mekabel nazirus with the birth of his own son. He refers to some outsider who's not there at all. So now the listener reacts and says, "Vani mahu?" What's the result? Two sides of analysis. Mi amrinon shelo befonov anaf sheik omar. Since Mr. B is not in the presence of Mr. X, Mr. X is somewhere out there. So, for him to accept Nazirus for his own, Mr. B's own son, There's no embarrassment factor. So when he says, Vani, he's saying, I will be a Nozir also when I have my own son. Or maybe Mr. B is saying that I too, Rachimna Le Kavosech, I adore Mr. X just as much as you, Mr. A, adore Mr. X. And with that, I, Mr. B, I'm Makabel Nazirus, accept Nazirus when Mr. X also has a son. Tiboy. Tiboy means this is like the word teku. This remains a question. And now a new Mishnah. On the side of the Gemara, we have an introduction we call a Nosei Klali, a general introduction. Eich Moinim Shnei Nazirios Chofofos. How are we to count a situation when you have two overlapping Nazirus vows to fulfill? B'Mishnah Muva, in the Mishnah there is presented, Hanoizer Shtei Nazirus, Echot Stam V'Echot Shiel Loi Ben. One Nazirus he accepts is unconditional, I will be a Nazir, and a Stam Nazir is a 30-day Nazirus period. And a second Nazirus, he says, I will be a Nazir when I have a son. Rava ba Gemara Shoyel, Be'inyin Ha'imer Hareini Nazir Stam, Li'achar Esrim Yoim, Ome'achshov Me'al Yom. In the Gemara, Rava will raise a question concerning someone who says, I will be a Nazir 20 days from now, and I will also be a Nazir from right now for 100 days. So, in theory, you have a block of 100 days starting from right now for one Nazirus, and 20 days into this period, you have a 30-day Nazirus that is supposed to get started. How do we deal with that? So now we turn to the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir, v'Nazir k'she li ben. I'm accepting Nazirus, unqualified Nazirus, 30-day Nazirus, and I'm also going to be a Nazir when I have a son. Hischil moina es shaloi. He started counting his own 30-day Nazirus. V'achakach noilad lo ben. And then a son is born during the 30 days, mashlim es sheloi ve'achakach moina es shel beno. He should complete his initial unqualified 30-day nazirus, and only after that start counting a nazirus in honor of the birth of a son. Another case, same situation but reversed. Hareini nazir k'sheli ben. He accepts upon himself Nazirus upon the birth of a son, V'Nazir, and a second Nazirus of 30 days. Hischil moina es shaloi. Now, at this point in time, he didn't have a son yet, so he started counting his own Nazirus. V'achakach noilad lo ben. And then, in the interim, during those 30 days, a son was born. Meniach eshelo, he leaves aside the counting toward the completion of his own nazirus. Umoina eshelbeno, he at this point then counts 30 days because of the birth of the son, which was in this case the first nazirus that he accepted upon himself. V'acharkach mashlim eshelo, and then he completes the days that he still had not been counted toward his own Nazirus that he started counting before the birth. Let's take a look at a Tosfos. We've mentioned on several occasions that the Tosfos in this Masechta very often are printed out of location. So a relevant Tosfos for this section is found on Omid Aleph. So you go back to Omid Aleph, and we look at the Tosfos at the bottom of Omid Aleph. Hareini Nazir, Kshali Ben, V'Nazir, Dehashta Kibel Nazirus D'Bno Bereshah, formally speaking, he accepted the Nazirus of his son's birth first. V'nozir milvad Nazirus de b'no kibel o Nazirus anafshe. And the word v'nozir in the Mishnah means that besides the Nazirus for the birth of his son, he vowed to fulfill another Nazirus. Hischil moina eshaloi v'nolad lo ben pirush achlo hishlim minyonoi, before the completion of his own Nazirus that he started immediately, a son was born. Before, once again, before he completed the 30 days of that personal Nazirus. Meniach eshelo, yemoine eshel benoi. He leaves aside, if he had counted a certain number of days toward his own Nazirus, he leaves that aside, he puts that on hold, and now starts counting 30 days for the birth of his son. Kevan the kibel olav tchila nazir shel beno hu zokuk noisa miyad kshivoleg. Since his initial Nazirus acceptance was the one in honor of his son, he has to tend to that immediately upon the birth of his son. V'achar shehishlim Nazirus beno, when he finishes the 30 days of the son-based Nazirus, yashlim Nazirus shel atzmo, he'll then complete the counting, whatever balance remained, toward the 30 days of his own Nazirus. V'achar kach yigaleach al shteihem. And then, after what turns out to be a total of 60 days goes by, he'll take one haircut, which is a Nazir obligation upon completion, to cover both of these Nazirus. Umevi shtei korbonos, and he brings two sets of korbonos, echod l'Nazirus beno v'echod l'Nazirus atzmoi. One for the son Nazirus and one for his own Nazirus. Avalo yigalech achar shishl Nazirus beno. He shall not take the haircut immediately after the son-based Nazirus. De'im kein, as if he were to do that, heich yashlim Naziruso, how will he be able to complete his own Nazirus? Nimso kilo yuchal legaleach bashlomas Naziruso. If we use numbers for the time being, just to illustrate this, he started after having initially mekabel a Nazirus k'sheli ben. The birth didn't take place immediately, but he had also accepted his own personal Nazirus. He started counting that one first, counted 15 days into that, and then a son was born. We say put the 15-day count on hold, count now 30 days to complete the son Nazirus, but don't take the haircut now, because if you take the haircut now, when you complete the balance of 15 days toward the first Nazirus counting, you won't be able to take a haircut. De'ein gidul se'or pochos mishloshim yom. Hair growth with regard to Nazir haircuts must be a minimum of 30 days. Unehi de'im nodar Nazir meruba. Granted, if he had, for his personal Nazirus, accepted a long personal Nazirus, shoyenishar achar Nazirus de'bino shloshim yom. Let us say he accepted a 100-day Nazirus after he had accepted the Nazirus for the birth of his son. And he counted, let's say, 70 days. And then a son was born. We say, put the 70 days on hold. Observe your son's Nazirus. And now, can he take a haircut? Well, in this particular case, there remains a balance of 30 days more. So, the haircut taken immediately after the son Nazirus, the 30-day son Nazirus, is not going to impinge upon his ability to take a haircut for his own 100-day Nazirus. The Tosfos goes on, Diyaz hoya yachol legalech Nazirus beno, in the case we just gave, the 100-day personal Nazirus and son birth at the 70-day mark, there's no problem, because after the son Nazirus is completed, he still has a balance of 30 days to complete his own Nazirus. As the Tosfos says, we read again, De'ozho yochol legalech l'nazirus beno, l'hashlem nazirus, so l'shuv legalech. He could, in that case, finish his Nazirus for the son, take a haircut at that point, and then complete his own Nazirus, which will terminate 30 days later, and then take a haircut. There you've got 30 days of hair growth. However, in our Mishnah, the personal Nazirus was not a long one. It was an unqualified length Nazirus. That means it's a 30-day Nazirus. Hilkoch im yigaleach shiyashlim Nazirus beno. Therefore, if he takes a haircut upon the completion of the son Nazirus, after he had already started counting toward his own Nazirus prior to that, lo yuchal likayim mitzvus giluach Nazirus denafshei. The balance of days after the son birth is so minimum, he won't have 30 days of hair growth. And therefore, the halacha says, don't take a haircut immediately after the 30-day son Nazirus, but rather wait with that. Finish counting the balance left for the 30 days of your personal Nazirus, and then take one haircut and bring two sets of korbanos, because you had, in effect, observed two Nazirus periods. And now we turn to the Gemara. Boy Rava. Rashi adds at this point that as far as Rava is concerned, before we get into the question, there is one point that's very obvious. And the point that's very obvious, Rashi tells us, is if a person had said, I am going to be a Nazir 30 days from now, and from right now I am accepting a Nazirus. In a case like that, it's clear that he'll count immediately 30 days of Nazirus, take a haircut, bring the sacrifices, and then accept what he originally said, another Nazirus that was to start 30 days from the initial point that he spoke. In other words, there's enough time to complete the Nazirus that he wanted to accept immediately before that Nazirus that he said should kick in 30 days hence, and therefore take the haircut for the first Nazirus, and then, and when I say the first Nazirus, it means the first observed Nazirus, because in the example that we just had, we had a person saying, initially, I'll be a Nazir 30 days from now, and from right now, a Nazir Stam. A Nazir Stam means 30 days. So that's clear, that case. Well, what case needs clarification? So here we continue in the Gemara. Boy Rava, Omar Hareini Nazir Liachar Esrim Yom. I'm accepting upon myself Nazirus not 30 days from now, but 20 days from now. I'm accepting upon myself a standard 30-day Nazirus, but when? 20 days from now. Umei Achshav Me'ayom. And from right now, I'm accepting a Nazirus of 100 days. Mahu, what should he do? And you'll see we have this in an Aleph O'Dilma Bay's structure. Two sides of analysis. Kevon de Holin Me'ah. Holin means these 100 days. Be'esrim lo shalmin. Well, 100 doesn't fit into 20. So that in the next 20 days, he won't be able to complete 100 days. Lo chaylin. So they don't begin at all from right now. So according to this approach, for the next 20 days, he drinks wine, does whatever he wants. As far as he goes to funerals, he doesn't have any nazir restrictions. And then, at the 20-day mark, he observes a 30-day standard nazirus, completes that, and then starts his 100-day Nazirus. Oy Dilma, Another possible analysis is as follows. Kevon de isle gidul sear libesof chaylin. That means we can have him begin, like he said, immediately, from right now, 100 day nazirus. He'll start counting 20 days toward the goal of 100. At the 20-day mark, he'll put that on hold. He'll observe 30 days of his basic nazirus, of the stam nazirus that he said he would accept 20 days henceforth. And at the end of the 30 days, he'll take the haircut, bring his sacrifices, and there's enough time after that. There's a lot more time. There's 80 days. There's enough time for Gidol Sear, for the minimum hair growth of 30 days. There's enough time. There's much more than 30 days. There's 80 days left. And therefore, the fact that we'll tell him to take the haircut after the 30-day Stam Nazirus, after 20 days are put on hold, it doesn't affect the ability to take the haircut at the end of the 100-day Nazirus. The Gemara asks, after having heard Rava's question, V'tiboya lei Nazirus mu'etes, why not ask about a case of a shorter term Nazirus? Namely, a person were to say, I'm going to be a regular Nazir 20 days from now, and from right now, a Nazir Stam. We've used some numbers in the Gemara. In a case like that, he would, can't, will, would, what would we say regarding starting the Stam Nazirus that he said he would Mekabel from right now, count 20 days toward that, pause, and then count 30 days for the Nazirus that he said that he would accept 20 days henceforth, and then there's a balance of 10 days afterwards. So why doesn't Rava ask about that case? There's a Tosfos that you'll notice toward the end of the page, three lines from the bottom. The Tiboya le Nazirus Mu'etes, Pirush Stam Nazirus du Shloshim Yom, Ukagon di Omar, Hareni Nazir, Liachar Esrim Yom. Person says, I'm going to be a Nazir 20 days from now. The Nazir Me'ata, and a regular Nazir from right now. Ichaila Hashta, do we say that a Nazirus begins from right now, Vimne Esrim Yom? And let him count 20 days toward that 30-day Nazirus, via Niach Minyan Zeh, and then leave that aside, put that on hold, via Shloshim Yoim, and then count 30 days toward the other Nazirus, complete the other Nazirus, via Asora Yomim, Lahashlim Nazirus Rishona, and then count the balance of 10 days to complete the first Nazirus, V'lo Yigaleach Ad Shishim Hashloma Shreem. And then we say, and don't take a haircut until the 60-day mark where he finishes both. Why didn't Rava ask about that case? The Gemara responds and says, Chado migo chado ko mivayale. Was one of these two questions was asked from within the other. In other words, Rava did, in fact, raise both questions in his question. The Gemara continues at the top of Yud Dalet Omen Aleph. And essentially what we have here is a long question. What was Rava really asking? In Tinsalomar, Nazirus Mu'etes, in the case we just spoke about, the short Nazirus, the basic 30-day Nazirus, Kevon da'asora yoimin hu di'asrin, since at the end of the interim 30 days there would remain only 10 days, lo solik le holin asora. Those 10 days aren't going to count toward a Nazirus because there isn't enough time for the gidol sear, for the hair growth. And therefore, that Nazirus that he said would begin 20 days hence, that Nazirus that he says that he would accept from right now won't begin from right now, but rather 20 days from now he'll start the counting of two Naziros periods and take a haircut in the middle. So if you say that Vadai Nazir Me'ayom, if he would have said I'll be a Nazir 20 days from now, and from right now a 100 day Naziris, not a 30 day Naziris, but a 100 day Naziris, Kevon de Islay Tamnin Yoimin Libisof Saltinle, since in a case like that, he can start counting 20 days toward his 100 day Naziris, interrupt with the 30 day Naziris that he had also accepted, and then he'll have a balance of 80 days. That's plenty of time for Gittel Seir. Although, or maybe even there, we don't say that. And we'll tell him, listen, don't start anything right now. Count, wait 30 days. Start your 30-day Naziris and then do the 100-day Naziris after that. V'im timtzalomar chaylin. And if you say that, in fact, that 100-day Naziris does begin from right now, because there's enough time to count a balance of 80 days, that would be plenty for Gittel Seir. Omar, another question. Hareini Nazir Liachar Esrim Yom. I'm going to be a regular Nazir, but 20 days from now. Omeyashav Nazir Olam. And from right now, I'm going to observe Nazir Olam. Mahu. Now, Nazir Olam, we've seen in the past, that means, as its name suggests, permanent Nazirus, with the allowance of taking a haircut every at specific intervals. There are different opinions about what those intervals are. Is it once a week, once a month, or once a year? Mahu. What is the din in such a situation where he says, I'm going to accept regular Nazirus 20 days from now, and from right now I want to be a Nazir Olam. Mahu. Mi chaylo ole olo. Do we say that the Nazir Olam will begin from right now or not? Now let's take a look at the Tosfos on this point. Tosfos under the Gemara, Mi chaylo Nazirus ole mehashto lo. Im timtzalomar debein Nazirus mu'etes ubein Nazirus meruba mehashto chayli. If you take the approach that in the previous cases, whether you're dealing with a short term Nazirus or a long Nazirus, like the 100 day Nazirus, those kind of Nazirus will begin from right now. Mishum dechimotu esrim v'yachol Nazirus, because when the 20-day mark comes, and that other Nazirus that he initially accepted would kick in, lo havi hefsik kulehai. That doesn't represent a major interruption. Sherei domi hu l'Nazirus demea. That interim 30-day Nazirus is similar to the 100-day Nazirus, with the exception of their length in time. As far as all other halachas are concerned, they're similar. Aval hacha, but here, in this last question, ichaylo mehashta nazir olam, if we're going to say that the nazir olam status begins from right now, nazirus da'achar esrim eino kayotze bo klava behefsik. The standard type nazirus that would kick in 20 days from now is not similar to a nazir olam, and therefore it would constitute an interruption, and we don't want interruptions. Hilkuch lo yhavi nazir olam klala shiyashin nazirusov. Therefore, he won't be a nazir olam from right now until he finishes his own standard nazirus. Ubahanach esrim kamoi, and during those first 20 days, Yamuter b'yayin with the glachas of betuma. He doesn't have any of the nozir restrictions, and he can drink wine, take a haircut, and defile himself to the dead. Oy dilma, or possibly, the mikol makom yochu me'ash nozir olam. The nozir olam status will begin from right now. V'chigasu estrim yim nezir shloishim yom, and when the 20-day mark comes in, he'll observe the 30-day routine nezirus. Umigalech, and after those 30 days, he'll take a haircut. Now, even though he's in the middle of a Nazir Olam status. Now, you'll ask, well, if he's a Nazir Olam, how can he take a haircut after the routine Nazirus that he observed 20 days into this thing for 30 days? You're saying he's going to take a haircut for that Nazirus. How can that be? That's no problem. According to the opinion that says a Nazir Olam anyway is allowed to take haircut every 30 days. So here he's taking haircut after the 30 days of that interim routine Nazirus. That's not a violation of the laws of Nazir Olam. Oyachar Shona Achas. Or he'll wait for a haircut for that 30-day Nazirus that he observed. He'll take it a year into this. As far as these times are concerned, Lamar Kedisle, each opinion, whether it's after 30 days or after a year, the Damiel Nazirus Olam Shehischil V'lo Choshev Hafsokas Naziruso, the routine Nazirus that is to kick in 20 days later is similar in certain respects to the Nazir Olam that he started, and it's according to this side of the analysis, it's not a major interruption. Why? Kevon shebi yodoi lishoil al nazirus shel shloishim yoim, since in potential he can rescind, he can void through a sage absolution of the nazirus vow, it can be absolved. And if he were to absolve himself of that 30-day routine Nazirus, then the Nazirus Olam that he had accepted, that he started counting beforehand, would be uninterrupted. Hilkach Amrinon Afilu Lo Shoal Al Nazirus Shel Shemim. Therefore, we say even if he doesn't rescind that 30-day Nazirus, Yochel Olam Nazirus Olam Mehashta, let the Nazirus Olam counting or observance begin from right now. Okay, with that having been said, let's turn back to the Gemara. We're continuing with the third triangle that you see on the page. Im tinsalomar, acha, kevon de efshilit shuli chayla. If you say, in this most recent case of I'll be a Nazir 20 days from now, and from right now a Nazir Olam, that the Nazir Olam will start from right now, because of what we saw, that there is a possibility of having absolution, total removal of that 30-day Nazirus anyway. So since in potential it doesn't exist, we can allow him to start counting the Nazir Olam from right now, and that 30-day Nazirus doesn't constitute an interruption. Omar, a fourth question. Hareini nozir shimshoin liachar esrim yom. Ome achshav nozir stam mahu. I am accepting upon myself nozir shimshon status. Now, nozir shimshon status, we should point out, cannot be rescinded. As the Meforshim say, it's not a dover hanodur. It's not something that Shimshon ever accepted through a vow. It was imposed upon him divinely. We've learned in the past what a Nazir Shimshon is. Of course, it's a lifelong type Nazirus without any interim haircuts. And he therefore, and he is saying, I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshon 20 days from now, and from right now, a regular Nazir. Mahu. And now the analysis. Hacha lo efshir lechule. Regarding the Nazir Shimshon, that's not something that can be rescinded. Mi chayla olo. Does it begin? Does it take hold? Or not? In order to appreciate this further, we glance at the Tosfos. Omar Harini Nozir Kishimshon Lacharas Yemel Ma'ashiv Nozir. Stam Hocha Vadai Lo Efshir Lechula Nozir Shimshon Shiyochul Olov Acharas Rim. Here, he certainly cannot rescind the Nozir Shimshon that will set in 20 days from now. Hilkoch lo yochu olav stam nazirus bahanach esrim klal. And therefore, we will tell you, don't start the stam nazirus, the 30-day nazirus, from right now at all. Don't start counting with this idea of establishing 20 days and then make up the balance of 10 days later. That's not in the cards. Hoyil v'lo motzi lahashlim bahanach esrim stam nazirus davin shloshim yom. During these 20 days, he can't complete a 30-day Nazirus. And therefore, don't start the Stam Nazirus right now at all. Therefore, during these first 20 days, he'll be allowed to drink wine, defile himself to the dead. At the 20-day mark, Yaschil Nazirus Shimshon, V'yidche Stam Nazirus. At the 20-day mark, the Nazirus Shimshon will take hold, and the Stam Nazirus will just be cast aside. Kevan de lo efshil ashlimo, since he can't complete it, kopid hafsokas nazirusso. We would be troubled by it being an interruption. O Dilma, sof chayle Stam Nazirus, Besoch Esrim Yom. Or maybe we say that the Stam Nazirus shall start during the 20 days. Unihidilo Motzi L'Derech Sof Asora. And granted, he won't be able to take a haircut. Dilachar Esrim. Dochal Nazirus Shimshon. There isn't a 10-day makeup period at the end of which he would be able to take a haircut, because at the 20-day mark, the Nazirus Shimshon already kicks in. Mikomakom called din nazirus shiocholino yinog. Nevertheless, during those 20 days, realizing that they won't have a true completion, nevertheless he'll observe all the nazir restrictions, kagoni suryayin, v'tumas mesim, v'achar esrim yafsik nazirus zev v'yasal nazirus shimshon, and then he'll stop this nazirus and start the nazirus shimshon. The lo kopid Agiluach b'hafsokas nazirusso. And we're not troubled by the fact that he won't be able to take the haircut for the conclusion of that first nazirus. So that's the question. We continue in the Gemara with another question. Now, we're not numbering this as we did before, because it's not an additional stage of the opening question. However, it's another question, therefore we mark it with a double underline. Omar, a person says, Kemoshe b'shiva b'ador mai. Now, that's, in my opinion, very vague. We look at the Tosfos, and he explains, Omar Kemoshe b'shiva b'ador mahu, the b'yom hivoldo, dainu b'shiva b'ador, on the 7th of Adar was the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. Samchusim g'dayla, there was great joy. U'b'yom Moshe, he also died b'shiva b'ador. Mistama rabim nodru b'neder, v'ravu nazir b'Yisrael machmatzar. That when he died, people must have vowed all kinds of vows, and there was an increase in the numbers of Nazirim because of the pain of his death. V'hu amar b'stam ahei. Hainu kamo shahaya doiroi shel Moshe b'shiva b'adar b'yom also nizirus kibole okyom yivodo komar v'simcho kibole. He says on the I will be, it was a man was on the 7th of Adar, and he says, I will be. What does Ahe? Now, we've seen before, by the way, that Ahe is an expression of Kabbalah's Nazirus. And so on the 7th of Adar, he says, Ahe, I will be. What is his intention when he says that, on the 7th of Adar? Is he saying, like, as Tosfos goes on, Hainu kamo shoya b'doro shal Moshe b'shibadu b'yoyim Moshe z'yus kibolei, I'm going to be like the generation of Moshe on the 7th of the Adar on the day of his death, and with that he would be accepting Nazirus. Okayomi voldo komar, he says, I will be like Moshe, meaning I'll be like the generation of Moshe on the day of his birth. V'simcha kibolov olei, and with that he's basically saying, I will accept upon myself happiness, joy. So that's essentially the question of a person who on the 7th of Adar says, I am like the generation of Moshe. That's a question. The Gemara continues, Pshot minayu kadmaisa. We've seen so many questions already. Here the Gemara says, you know what, let's conclude the first of these questions. Hareini nozir, and we cite a Tanaic source, of course. Hareini nozir liachar esrim yoim umeachshov mea yom. I said this is a response to the first of the questions. Technically speaking, it would be the second of these questions, but it's certainly one of the earlier questions. He says, I'm going to be a nozir 20 days from now, regular nozir, but 20 days from now, umeachshov mea yom, and from right now, I'm accepting a 100-day Nazirus. What does he do? Moine Esrim counts 20 days toward the 100. V'yachakach Moine Shloshim. And then he takes a break, puts the 20 days on hold, counts 30 days toward the routine Nazirus. V'yachakach Moine Shmoinim. And then he counts the 80 days that remain in the balance. Kedei Lahashlim Nazirus Rishona, in order to complete the first Nazirus. And as we saw when we were learning the Tosfos along the way, in that case, he counts the initial 20 days toward the goal of 100, pauses, counts a 30-day standard Nazirus. He can take a haircut at that point, and he can bring the sacrifices at that point for that 30-day Nazirus. He's now, let's say, 50 days into the story, and then he'll observe now another 80 days to complete the initial 20 toward the goal of 100, and take a haircut for that, because 80 days certainly has enough time for Gidol Seir being just 30 days. 80 days is certainly a sufficiently long time for Gidol Seir, and which he will take a second haircut after those 80 days. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.